This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Europe's rescue fund got an important boost today. Germany's top court ruled the bailout fund is legal under German law. What exactly does that mean for the troubled continent? Well, for that, we turn now to Josh Brown, Vice President of Fusion Analytics here in New York. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. Josh, how significant is this court ruling?
It's pretty significant. This was one of the big headwinds that market commentators and strategists had been fretting about really for the last few months. And just having this milestone out of the way does a couple of things. The first is Mario Draghi at the ECB really wants to take the rescue for the continent into overdrive and try as best as he can to put an end to this constant fretting over, you know, the cost of interest rates for bonds in peripheral countries like Spain and Italy. So now his quote-unquote bazooka actually has some ammunition because Germany's constitutional court said that they're going to back it up. So I think it's pretty important.
What else are you watching for in Europe right now?
Well, you know, we have these Dutch elections, which are, you know, really too close to call. And what's interesting about that is for a while it looked like, along with all the other northern European countries, the Dutch parliament was essentially going to become kind of a more austerity-driven, more like a German concept where they withhold money from Greece and they want to have austerity be the solution, draconian budget cuts, et cetera. But now it's looking a little bit more like we'll get a coalition government, and it's looking a little bit more like they're going to ease their stance on how much austerity has to be part of the solution. So this is bullish for Europe is the bottom line, for the European currency and for the European potential solution. So I think these things kind of work together. They're not really separate incidences. There's just this huge move in Europe toward a little bit more leniency for the South, and this is just yet another manifestation of that.
Josh Brown with Fusion Analytics. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.